The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents the Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
The Sharks are back on the ice at SAP Center at San Jose to finish off a back-to-back set of games in front of the home crowd. Today, it's the San Jose Sharks and the Arizona Coyotes for their final regular season meeting. Our airtime on the Sharks Audio Network will be 2:30 Pacific time. A lot to feel good about yesterday's overtime win against the St. Louis Blues. First things first, the Sharks swept a season series against a Western Conference opponent. That's a big deal for a team that's only won 18 games all season long and hasn't had a lot to cheer about in the dressing room. But last night was a really special moment for a lot of different reasons. There were many firsts, and there were many spectacular seconds. Let's begin with the goaltending performance of Devin Cooley. The Los Gatos native was in the nets and made 34 saves to get his very first National Hockey League victory. And his work started at the very beginning of the game when St. Louis came in the very first minute.
And the Blues come back the other way. Toropchenko, 2-on-1, across the line, shoots one right on. Great save by Cooley. A rebound, save in front, and it's grabbed by Zadina and poked aside. Two big saves by Devin Cooley in the first minute of play in the first period.
Cooley's work continued all the way through overtime when the Blues outshot the Sharks 3-1, including a time when San Jose was killing a penalty with Mikael Granlund in the box. Here's Cooley's most spectacular save in that extra session.
Now St. Louis moves back to the Sharks' line. Granlund with the check, far side of the ice. Knocked it free. Can Zetterlund get it? No, but the Blues get it. Kyrou's underneath the D. Could be trouble here. He moves in front. He shoots. What a save by Cooley in overtime with a minute 17 left. Pressure save by the rookie from Los Gatos, and it keeps the score 2-2.
After the game, Cooley gave his thoughts on getting that first NHL victory.
That's such an unbelievable feeling. Like, if you would have told me 2 months ago that I'd be sitting here in my hometown talking to you guys after my first NHL win, I would have been like, you guys are crazy. Like, not a chance. So it's insane. I feel so good right now.
Cooley was noticeably more confident in goal in his third NHL game, and he says that's been a work in progress ever since he got to the Sharks.
Yeah, for sure. I felt really good. I felt comfortable. And again, like, it's a credit to Spearsy. Like, I literally told him, you know, after my last game, I wasn't happy with it. And I was like, I want to do a million reps until I can't even feel my legs anymore. And he's like, all right, we're doing it. And so, like, we've just been getting on early every single day and staying late every single day and just getting that muscle memory down, just reps after reps after reps. So I'm just so glad that it was able to show tonight and show it without even me thinking about it anymore. It's becoming, like, more of a natural feeling. There's still a little bit in there, especially during the chaotic moments. But for the most part, it was pretty solid.
The young goaltender talked about how closely he's worked with goaltending coach Thomas Spear and what they've been working on.
We've been working like a ton, like me and Spearsy and talking to Blackie too, like just trying to like fully change my game and be a lot better at filling space and using my body and not being so crazy and low. And this is the first game that I actually felt really comfortable. And I feel like, you know, I have all the tools and, you know, with the right coaching, I feel like I could be a really good goalie. And tonight was, you know, just all the work that we've been doing, like felt like it started to come together. Especially like a lot of their shots were from the outside because our D did an amazing job of boxing guys out and whatnot. And so when things are on the outside at like more of an angle, that's when you want to seal more and use your body more. And so I saw a lot of those shots, and it was a great experience for sure.
It was also a first for rookie Colin Graf, who just signed a contract to join the San Jose Sharks a few days before. After one full practice under his belt with the team, he was on the surface and played 13 and a half minutes and looking pretty comfortable for a player that's never skated in the NHL. He talked about his first night.
Yeah, I think that obviously you're going to be nervous. Like, the crowd, just playing in the NHL is awesome. But, yeah, I just tried to get comfortable as quick as I could. I think that first puck touch helped me a lot.
Of course, the other first was William Eklund's first ever National Hockey League hat trick. Let's go relive all three of those moments right now.
Well, right now, here comes the Shark attack. Zetterlin gets behind defensive player Shen, gets to the puck first, swings it around. Granlund, nice move on Toropchenko to keep it in control. He moves down the boards, then drops it through Toropchenko, back to a waiting Thrun, gets it back near circle, back to Thrun on the point, to the right side, Eklund, one time, star! What a great setup, and William Eklund does a fist pump as he picks up his 13th goal of the season. That's a power play goal. The Sharks make the Blues pay for that instigation minor to Falk, and they're up 1-0. He exchanges now with Zetterlund in front, off of Granlund's skate. Return Zetterlund back to the point, Thrun. 18 seconds on the power play. Zetterlund dishes off to Granlund in the right circle. Watched by Parayko. He moves away from the defenseman. Up to the top of the circle. Throws to the front of the net. Bortolo shoots. Great save. Rebound. Score! William Eklund right in front of the net. Gets his second goal of the game as the Sharks put too much pressure on Hofer and the Blues defense. And they score again at 16:59 in the second to take the 2-0 lead. Minute 49 left in overtime. Next goal wins. Shots 35-24 in favor of St. Louis. Here's Letty on the attack, crossing the line. Bull Duke, right wing side, gets the pass, spins, throws offside. It back to the point. Would have been offside.
Ooh.
But it's Kessel that barely skated out. Yeah. It was a good job by him to keep the play going.
Really good.
Now St. Louis moves back to the Sharks line. Granlund with the check, far side of the ice. Knocked it free. Can Zetterlin get it? No, but the Blues get it. Kyrou's underneath the D. Could be trouble here. He moves in front. He shoots. What a save by Cooley in overtime with a minute 17 left. Pressure save by the rookie from Los Gatos, and it keeps the score 2-2.
You know what David Quinn talks about? You can't cheat for offense. Sharks got a little guilty there, cheating for offense. Both Fabian Zetterlund and Kyle Burrows. Kyle Burrows is cheating on the offensive side there instead of making sure defensively at his own blue line, he's in the right defensive position, not letting that puck get to the net. Good save, though, by Devin.
Faceoff won by Cunnan. Behind the net, Eklund. He races away. A minute 9 left in overtime. Eklund's got some room. He's down the left wing side, 2-1-1. Moving in, shooting it, score! Trick for William Eklund and the first NHL win for Devin Cooley. Pandemonium at SAP Center at San Jose as the Sharks win by the score of 3-2.
Way to go, Willie. William Eklund after a big save before by Devin Cooley. The Sharks get the draw. Things happen in the zone. William Eklund just hits the gas. Everybody's happy. All their hats are on the ice. I know. And the Cooley family shed tears of joy. It's a great moment for the Sharks. Eklund getting the hugs. All the team is out. Hey, 18th win. What the heck? It's been not much to celebrate this year. What a great moment for some young players.
And how about William Eklund? He's got one of the straw hats on after the game. One of them was thrown out of the ice by a celebratory fan. First career hat trick for Eklund. What a spectacular shot. And I think the happiest guy on the ice might have been Devin Cooley. He sprinted out of the goal crease to go after Eklund on that play. What a finish for the Sharks. They win 3-2.
That's exactly what happened, Danny. Great call. What a good moment for the San Jose Sharks, and the fans packing the house today. They get a huge win. What a way to finish. Way to go, Devin Cooley. Way to go, William Eklund. Way to go, gang.
Oh, that was a great moment for the fans here at SAP Center at San Jose. The final score, the San Jose Sharks 3 and the St. Louis Blues 2. Bring on desert hockey tomorrow as the Sharks will take on the Coyotes at the same time.
For head coach David Quinn, there was a lot to be happy about yesterday.
A lot of peaks and valleys emotionally. You know, a lot of firsts tonight for a lot of people. And, you know, obviously didn't get off to a great start. Sloppy first period, too many penalties. And then I thought our penalty kill was huge, gave us a chance to stay in the game. And I thought we really played a good second period. Our power play was certainly opportunistic. And, you know, Cooley played the early one, gave us a chance, hung in there. Third period, obviously, they got the push to get the early one, so you're on your heels a little bit. But I thought for the most part, things were on the perimeter from their end of it. And, You know, we just make a couple bad reads on that 6-on-5 goal, and then a huge, huge kill in the overtime, obviously. And he was again big through the overtime. And
just a great shot by Yankee.
But tomorrow becomes today in the National Hockey League very quickly. And the Sharks, who swept the St. Louis Blues yesterday, are going to try to ward off getting swept by the Coyotes for the first time since 1997-98. It should be Mackenzie Blackwood in the nets against Connor Ingram on the other side for Arizona. The Coyotes coming off a very big win against Vegas. They'll be tough to beat. We're on the air at 2:30 in the afternoon Pacific time. See you then.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.